So a week ago today, I lost my dad to the COVID-19 coronavirus. You know, it's a pretty harsh blow. We had absolutely no idea that he was infected until about 4 hours before he passed. The turnaround for the test has been about 3 days down here, or 2 days if you're negative. I'm not going to come out and say it like that. But
you're in the Seattle area?
Kind of. I'm north of Seattle. But, yeah, my dad was in Seattle, and I was visiting him. So it seems like people that get a positive post, it seems to take a day or so longer for whatever reason. I don't know. That's my experience anyway, because, you know, after we lost my dad, my wife and I immediately went and got tested when we found out that he was positive for it. And she got her negative results within about, less than 48 hours. And mine took, I think, just about 4 days for them to get a hold of me. They got a hold of me yesterday, and told me, you know, that I was positive. I don't have any symptoms, really. I mean, it's odd. I don't have a sense of taste. I don't have a sense of smell, which is really weird for me. Maybe just a little bit of sinus pressure. No cough, no fever, nothing like that. Nothing that, you know, has commonly been an indicator of it.
Pete, you mentioned your dad. You didn't even suspect this was a possibility?
No, we had no suspicion. I mean, you know, he had congestive heart failure. He had poor lung function. He had diminished kidney function. And, you know, all three of those things just kind of compounded. And we, the doctors that were taking care of him, didn't suspect it. Everybody that was working on his case that was familiar with what he had been going through, they never thought for a second that this was what happened. What it took was another doctor to come in, just kind of filling in, walking in, what's up with this guy? Oh, well, geez, have you even looked at this? And everybody's like, no, why would we look at that? And he goes, no, let's test him. And immediately, as soon as they made the decision to test him, boom, total lockdown. I was on the boat, got a call on the satellite phone, had to make the decision whether to have my father intubated while I was at sea, just blindside out of the blue. That was a tough one. And I tell you what, for the 3 days, 4 days that it took to get his results back, I hated that doctor because, you know, he had robbed us of precious time with my dad because he was on quarantine and could not get any visitors after that. And so we sat in a hotel room about 25 minutes away, waiting. And then finally, on the day he passed away, I was able to convince them to let me in to see him. When I went in, you know, they had me follow all the safety protocols, glove, gown, face mask, everything. Don't touch your face. Don't touch anything. When you come out of here, you sanitize everything. And then you go through the airlock and you throw all your PPE away. And then you sanitize again when you get out. And yeah, while I was sitting in there, the nurse came in halfway through the airlock and told me, oh, by the way, your dad tested positive for COVID-19. And it was a gut punch. It really was. Yeah.
I'm very sorry for your loss, Pete. There any other message you want to get out to people at Petersburg who are preparing for this at this time?
Don't panic. Don't be a gossip. Don't panic. You know, just wash your hands. Stay away from people. If you feel sick, call the clinic. Don't go in. For heaven's sakes, just use your head. I mean, everybody's scared. We're all scared. You know, every time I have a tickle in my throat or have to cough, I'm wondering if it's the end approaching or what, you know. I mean, but
you're
just trust that things are going to get better.
You're taking steps to keep away from others at this point, I assume.
Oh, yeah. We've been in quarantine now for 8 days. I'm on a 14-day quarantine, so I'm home. We're having our groceries delivered. we had some chicken feed delivered today. Somebody dropped it off at the end of our driveway. But, you know, I'm spending my days outside getting doing a little preseason gardening and trying to make the most of it. But, you know, it's surreal. Joe, it really is. I mean, I haven't even had a chance to mourn my father yet because everything else is so prevalent in what's going on in our lives right now. And it's very difficult.